I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With that said, let's do, as we do every Friday at this time, a little game we call, it's actually a big game, called Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
James, I'm taking on a lot these days because I got this Fritz thing. I got the Hammer thing here at Beat the Hammer. We also got to do the Are You Smarter Than a 12th Grader in the
yeah,
next
Yeah, we got to figure it out.
Week or two. Someone with a 12th grader, please get in touch with Seltzer, smart 12th grader, because it'll be an eclectic group of questions, non-sports, which at some point, James, I got to lose that because the 12th grader knows the science stuff. I mean, they've been
you
learning
think,
it. I haven't
Joe,
for 30
you would
years.
Think, you would think one of these times.
Yeah. Get a kid going to Harvard. I'll get my butt kicked. That'll make people very, very happy. All right. Beat the Hammer. Our contestant today for Beat the Hammer has a shot to win a $50 Rita's Italian Ice gift card. That's good for a lot of trips to Rita's this summer. Try the new Rocket Pop Ice at Rita's. Be cool. Eat at Rita's. Be cool. Be Jack in Manioc.
How about a contestant named Jack?
I'm going to defend the name Jack right now.
What up, Jack?
I am going to defend the name for our boy Fritz against the evil of the, not of the evil of the morning show, the evil of Joe DiCavra.
I appreciate that clarification there, Jack. Thank you.
So let me just ask you this, Jack. I'm just curious. Why are you pro him, anti me?
Well, to be quite frank, I've only lived in Philadelphia for about 3-4 years, but a lifelong Philadelphia sports fan. And so before I lived in Philadelphia, when I didn't have WIP access every day, I've been a high hopes listener.
My gosh,
WIP listener.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
My name is Jack.
Jack, I hope to turn the tide with you at some point. Because remember, when Rock went into the Soviet Union in the mid-'80s, they were totally against him until they weren't. So I'm going to try.
You're saying you're going to change world history today.
I don't know about that. Today I'm just looking to beat Jack in a trivia contest. But over the next couple of weeks, I'd like to get the people on my side. Hey, Jack, good luck to you, pal. I'm going to step way, 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 and wish you the absolute, Jack, absolute best of luck.
Good luck to you, too, Jack.
Look at this. The high road hammer today, too.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't like
it's early.
I'm running clock here.
Yes, Devin.
Okay.
You are the clocksman today.
What an honor.
Yeah. Yeah. You've done a great job with it, unlike
Thank
other
you.
People who have filled in and just – totally Look, ruined it, like Elliot Shore Parks.
It's a lot of pressure. Not everyone can do it.
Yeah. It turned out to be too much pressure for Elliot Shore Parks, believe it or not, Jody Mack. Yes.
That's sad. But
yeah,
we'll cut Elliot some slack because he's not here.
We will. He gets a little nervous in those situations when Joe's bearing down on him. All right. Is the hammer safely ensconced?
He would be well enough down the hallway, yes.
Jack, are you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
I am ready.
I can't believe we got a contestant named Jack. This is just... It's too good. It's meant to be.
I am a real Jack, though, unlike Fritz.
Yeah, that's true. We got a John Fritz thing going on here. All right. Let's roll our category for the week. It's happening on Tuesday. We're doing a little all-star trivia, Major League Baseball all-star trivia, some Phillies action there. You ready to roll, my friend?
Yeah.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. You'll have 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. There are three active pitchers who have started more than one All-Star game. Name one.
Clayton Kershaw.
Three Phillies players had a hit in last year's All-Star game. Name two of them.
Kyle Schwarber and J.T. Realmuto.
Name one of the two managers for this year's All-Star game.
Oh, Dave Roberts.
The last time the All-Star game was in Atlanta was in 2000 when this longtime Philly was the team's only representative. Name him.
Kurt Schilling.
There are only two active players who have been selected to 11 All-Star teams. Name one.
Two active players who have been selected. Justin Verlander.
You flopped those two. Verlander would have been correct for the first. Kershaw would have been correct for the last.
Oh.
I know. We got one. We're going to put him on hold. I don't think it's that easy this week for what it's worth. These are a little tough. So we wave the hammer back in.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where is
Hammer
he?
Hammer time.
We've lost. There he is.
He's slowly, rising
for a second.
And slowly jogging. Oh, by the way, this was about as fast as he went down first baseline. For the 22
Jody,
people that are watching us right now,
what size do you think those What size do you think those basketball shorts are?
Large.
Devin, you missed the running. Jody is so correct. It was shocking how slow Joe made it down the line.
I heard the afternoon show giving a play-by-play of the run, and it didn't sound great, but it also sounded exactly how I would imagine Joe to camera runs.
Yeah, it was worse than I expected.
Oh, boy.
There he is.
All right.
The running hammer.
Yeah, it was more like the... Yeah, I don't know. All
you
right.
Still sore from running the other day? Is that why you were moving down the pathway here at Borgata like that?
No public comments about my condition. I'm locked and ready to go. Did Jalen complain in 2023?
Nope. No. Nope. Not allowed.
No, he didn't play very well in 2023.
Allowed. You're not allowed to compare yourself to Jalen. You could do everyone else. No.
Well, thank God he was hurt because I thought he couldn't run anymore. It turns out he was just a little banged up. 2024, you're spry again.
Super Bowl MVP. James.
That's right, James. That's love correct. That. How did this Jack Emanuel guy do?
You ready to face another? You need a win against the Jack this week. That's for sure.
I don't know about that because I'm going to get a win against the Jack in
there
a couple weeks.
That's the right attitude, Hammer.
I mean, James, I feel great with the. I just want to be clear.
No, I can tell. I can tell.
Yeah, I mean,
this
is not
false bravado. Like,
no, it's not. Like, yeah. Look, it would have been an easier path if I'd won baseball.
Well,
but
it would have been over if you won baseball, probably.
Likely. Okay. Let's roll.
All right. Our category for the week. It's on Tuesday. We're doing a little MLB All-Star Game trivia with a little Phillies in there as well. You ready to roll, Mike?
So the actual All-Star Game, not.
All-Stars, All-Star Game, anything related to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Reggie Jackson, Tiger Stadium.
Ready to roll, sir.
Definitely Johnny Callison will be in here. Go ahead.
55 seconds.
That's as obvious as could be.
55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Clock will start as soon as the question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. There are three active pitchers who have started more than one All-Star Game. Name one.
Well, don't know, but I'll say Verlander.
Three Phillies players had a hit in last year's All-Star Game. Name two of them.
Don't know, but I'll say Boehm and I'll say Turner.
Name one of the two managers for this year's All-Star Game.
So I believe they're the managers from last year's World Series. I'll come back to that.
The last time the All-Star Game was in Atlanta was in...
Boone.
The last time the All-Star Game was in Atlanta was in 2000 when this longtime Philly was the team's only representative. Name him.
Longtime Philly in 2000. I will say that's a longtime Philly. Well, I guess I'll say Abreu.
There are only two active players who have been selected to 11 All-Star teams. Name one.
Wow. Two active players, 11 All-Star teams. So old guy. Freeman? I don't think so.
A 3-1 victory.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's pretty solid.
You were already home.
Pretty solid.
Mike Lieberthal. Is the longtime Philly.
Oh, Leeby.
Team's only representative.
That's interesting that he got it over Abreu and Rowland, who were obviously better, you know, generally speaking. I mean, Abreu and Rowland were better. Leeby was often their third best hitter on those squads. You'd have to look up first half numbers. That's interesting. Maybe a weakness at catcher. You know, maybe he got his second catcher nod. But, I mean, Abreu and Rowland are pretty freaking good.
No
obviously.
Doubt. No doubt.
And that was like prime Abreu and Rowland.
Yeah, the long time, like Lieberthal was a Philly his entire career until last
year.
Well,
that part I knew guessing Abreu was a little shaky because while he became long time, he wasn't long time at that point.
Lieberthal had already been here like 7-8 years at that point.
Yep.
So.
And who's the 11-year All-Star?
Mike Trout and Clayton Kershaw are the
two. So I thought about Trout.
All-Stars.
God, I thought about him. I just thought the injuries would have taken a couple away in recent years. That's impressive. And Kershaw, I mean, wow. All right, 3-1.
Yeah, you did.
3-1 victory, which is unlikely that I beat Fritz 3-1 because that would involve having to win running, which many people think I have a limited shot. Look, we're looking for the 3-2. Hold on, let me bring Jack on here and Manny-Young. Jack, I don't want to rip you. It's not Humble Hammer style. I'll just say this. I wish you had gotten one more right so I could have won 3-2 and then made the correlation beating Jack's 3-2s.
Yeah. I let my namesake down. There's no doubt. I mean, James can say I did throw out like some semi decent.
So he flipped the first and last question. He answered Kershaw for the first one and Verlander for the last one. If he had flipped those two, he would have tied you.
Jack, can I ask you a question? Yes. Are you patting yourself on the back in the midst of a loss?
Oh, no.
It's not a good look. There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Okay. I mean, because that's what Jax seemed to do.
It's very morning show of me. It's very morning show of me.
Okay. Well, Jack,
pretty entertaining.
Well, hold on. Time out. You know who he sounded like right there?
Huh?
Jack Fritz.
Oh,
yeah. Because when you won golf, Fritz went, the camera didn't win. I lost. Yeah. So that's what Jack here is doing. He's not giving you any credit, Hammer, for pounding out three to his one.
There were a few people online pointing out the, when you lost, you did the good job, Jack, you won. And when Jack lost, he did the he didn't win, I lost. That was pointed out. I will say that.
I'm well aware. Well aware. Well, Jack, I appreciate you playing Beat the Hammer. I mean, it is, for me, victory number 288. And, sir, I wish you a fine day.
You too, Joe.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Now, Beat the Hammer question.
Bye-bye. What part didn't you understand, the but or the bye? Bye-bye.
Should understand and should already know this, but was there a celebration after victory number 100?
Yes, there was.
Oh, for sure.
And 200.
Oh, big time.
Mm-hmm.
So are you starting to lay the plans for 300? Because it could be as little as 12 weeks away.
Well, before Humble Hammer's emergence, I was thinking of requesting, at the very least, that the radio station give me a car to celebrate victory 300. But now, you know, in Humble Hammer mode, and let me say
real
this.
Real quick, Jody, 12 weeks away is impossible because there's no way Joe will be here every Friday through the rest of
the
summer.
That's true.
You never know. So in true Humble Hammer manner, let me thank that contestant for playing. Let me also remind everyone right now, especially the kids. Kids, if you're listening, be a humble. Be a young Humble Hammer, and know this, I did not give the prize away to that individual, because I want to give everybody the chance to win the $50 Rita's Ice gift card.
The magnanimous Hammer.
Yeah, it's very important to give everyone a shot. So at 215 on the contest line, 988-1258, 215-988-1258, we will take the third caller, caller number three, in honor of Bryce Harper and his reemergence with the second half of the season that I think is going to happen. We will take the third caller to win that Rita's Wood or Ice gift card and enjoy some of that this summer. And with that, and once again, let me say that will be victory number 288. We shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It feels a little awkward.
It sounds a little awkward.
Okay.
Can I ask a question of James?
You can ask anything you want.
Which is going to happen first, James? The Hammer gets to 300. Or the Phillies win the World Series.
Oh,
that's a good bet.
Because we're talking mid-October.
No, it's a
Take a Friday or two off.
But once
we're looking to mid to late October.
Yeah.
To Joe's point, one way or another, even if he goes on a losing streak, I don't see this competition ending anytime soon. Joe's getting 300.
Right.
So
yeah.
I think that's the smart answer.
I'm with you, man.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.